That Shannon Flood Risk website provides real-time information on levels of water, on what gates are opened, and what is happening across the entire river from start to finish, as it were, in real time. So that will help to ensure that residents, the communities, the families, farmers, business people, all of those people who live and work along the Shannon have access to real-time and reliable information on areas that may be at risk of flooding. And I think providing this timely information, it allows communities and all of those people to prepare and respond more effectively to potential flooding risks. And that's really important. While it mightn't be as high profile as 2 million to do works along the Shannon, nonetheless, in the short, medium and long term, it's really important that information is available to communities. And I want to, I suppose, recognise the work of the Shannon Flood Risk State Agency Coordination Working Group, and crucially, Minister Baxter Moran. He's a man with energy and leadership, and he drives forward and he moves projects forward. And I think this is a good example of how he is doing this on the River Shannon, which will be to the benefit of all of the communities living along the Shannon.